Welcome to Index Podcast, where we uncover exciting interior design stories from renowned figures of our industry. I'm your host, Shuchita Gupta, Senior Conference Manager for Index, the show that transforms spaces with design, product, and technology, coming to you this May. I'd love to introduce Mustafa Khamash, the founder and architect with CART Group, who will be speaking to us in this podcast about Metaverse and Meta Architects. Welcome, Mustafa. How have you been doing?
Good. Thank you for having me. Hi, everyone.
Mustafa, I would like to first ask you the question of the R, Metaverse. It is a term that has been used, understood, misused, not understood, so complicated yet so simple. But how did you, as Mustafa Khamash himself, decide to get into the Metaverse?
At the end, Metaverse is the evolution of our industry. Mm-hmm. Our industry based on evolution. You know, you have to modernize everything, the design, the architectural, the material. Always we are looking for the innovation, you know, for the new material, for the new technology, for the new software, in a way or another. And this is the nature of our industry, you know. So Metaverse, as a name, stepped in recently before there was alternative shapes or the different shape of the Metaverse, which is not defined before properly, but you can feel it, the innovation is coming on the way. Mm-hmm. So, in our industry, every year we go to exhibition, right? We are going to go to Index to discover. To discover what? The new material.
Technology, the innovation. Yes, absolutely.
You know? So, definitely, the Metaverse, it will be one of the new innovation that you will have to host, you know, in Index Show.
Absolutely, and I remember it being the ultimate thing that we were talking about in 22 as well. And I see that it's an ongoing conversation, you know, about trying to still understand and go ahead with it. And I actually, at this point, think it's the right time to ask you, how do you think Metaverse is really used in the design business, in the design industry? What exactly are the applications?
See, how it will be used is simple, okay? It seems like it's a complicated thing, but reality-wise, you know, we are not programmers. We are not into the blockchain development or Web3 development. We are designers. So how we can use the Metaverse for the design purposes, that main question, you know. It's an extension of any portal that designers that are using. If it's a website, if it's a social media profile, whatever it is, Instagram, Facebook. So it's going to be your extension as a portal. So sooner or later, most of the designer, they will have their Metaverse portal. You know, for example, now we created CART Group Metaverse. It's like CARTGroup.com. You know, that website or CART Group in the social media.
Nice.
So another way to promote my work, to promote my ideas, to promote the design services that we have, to promote the innovation and the technology. But how are we going to do that? It's a slightly different, because all the others portal we used to be use Web 2, which is a static.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to use Web 3. And here where you see there's a lot of Web3 developers. Mm-hmm. Before we've been talking about website developer. Now we're going to have a Web3 developer, which is a service that will be offered shortly in the market to develop your Metaverse world. Okay, and you decide how you want to build it, what you want to have inside it, you know, your virtual office, your avatar, and your project that you're going to present into the Metaverse with the portal that you want to open. One of the things I was struggling always in the last decade, to be honest, to improve the presentation of our project. Because always the project is, you have to impress into the graphic part, into the technology that you are using, into the color palette that you are presenting your project. A part of the idea should be solid, yeah. You know, but the whole packaging around it is very important, you know, especially in this part of the region, you know. So for decades, we used to do our mood boards. Yeah. Physical and digital.
And digital.
You know, but people, they prefer the physical mood board. I remember going to presentation where I have my 30, 40 board, foam board, with a frame. You know, send it for a framer to frame it for me and put the fabric, put the material, put the pictures, put all, everything to make it understandable for my client, to explain properly the project in terms of space, in terms of functionality, in terms of color palette, in terms of material to my client. This mid board, imagine that gonna hope gonna like transform into the metaverse. So in the metaverse, I'm gonna merge my board, I'm gonna merge my renders, I'm gonna merge my animation video into one space, mm-hmm. where I can invite my client to walk him through the space.
So this is like enhancing the user experience across your projects.
Exactly, and it's minimize design mistakes in terms of spacing, scale-wise. You can see the scale properly when you design the scale. When you do a render, sometimes the customer, they don't understand the scale, how big or small, based on the picture-wise. As a designer, architects, we have the eye, we know the scale issues, if it's big or small. But the end user, they are not technical to understand scaling and all the stuff. But in the metaverse, became scale one-to-one. It's real. You know, so it's not in a fisheye pictures or perspective. So that will help to minimize and proper understanding for the end users in terms of functionality. They're going to see the color theme and palette. They're going to see the space distribution properly. They can walk through. They can see the finishes. They can have like an short experience to walk through and live that space. Imagine that into a residential project or corporate or hospitality, it will make a big difference first to enhance, to make a decision about the project, you know, to make the change that you want to make a change and make the decision maker more comfortable making their own decisions.
Is this similar to the AR/VR concept?
It's an evolution because at the end,
it is one step ahead.
You know, it's one step ahead, you know, in the mixed reality or augmented reality, they are integrated within the metaverse, okay? Because, again, if you see the augmented and mixed reality, it's been there from the last 4 or 5 years, maybe more, in with the gaming industry mainly, okay? Yeah. Recently stepped into the retail, into the fashion brand, they start to use mixed reality. If you see a lot of exhibitions, you see people presenting mixed reality that you have to put your Oculus and interact with those things.
Do you really see a wide benefit in that? Do you believe that the future is in the virtual world, or how do you think the connect is going to be between the physical connection with the virtual augmented world?
As far as we are able to control the virtual world for our real world, because at the end of this, at the end of the day, as a designers, we built, you know, for humans.
Absolutely.
So whatever I'm doing, which portal I'm using, at the end of it, it will be converted in a real construction, it's in a real design, in a tangible space to do that. You will have your virtual copy, your cloud copy, mm-hmm. same in like your mobile. You have your mobile and you copy it in there. But we'll accelerate and facilitate, you know, the process of the design and the process of using those facilities properly. You know, but still it will take time to have the mass adoption. The mass adoption, you know, and the integration within the system between new generation and old generation. That's very important. You'll see designers in 10 years from now, you know, they're going to speak a different language. What I'm speaking now, for them, it's old language.
It's history.
it's history, you know. So, but it's a beautiful to be part of that process.
Absolutely.
You know, that's,
that you were actually a part of the revolution, if
to
I
be
may.
Part of pushing for the change.
Yeah.
Okay. Breaking decades of the methods, you know, of designing, mm-hmm. creating a new methods of designing, trying to work with the developers of Web3 to generate the mass adoption of this new technology. You know, try to present it to the end user in a friendly way at the end of the day, because it should be friendly, should be not be complicated. We are not programmers. We are not into the IT. Mm-hmm. We are end users at the end of the day. So it should be a friendly use and simple.
And you think this is the right tool? It is friendly.
Should be affordable and friendly use.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it will not take off like other technology, like the holograms before, mm-hmm. or the 360 animation. You know, it was too complicated to create. The holograms too expensive to make. Okay, so unless we will have a mass adoption and affordability into that technology, and this is will come from the hardware developers, from mobile phones, from the computers, to integrate the softwares into those devices to make it friendly use, and it will be, you know, and affordable for all categories.
Mustafa, have you ever done any project in the metaverse itself? You don't need to take names, but...
Actually, I told you the metaverse shapes, it was there before, you know, because it's an evolution of the digital era of the design. After, you know, recently I realized I was in my own metaverse almost eight years ago, where we created a similar technology, but offline, mm-hmm. of course, you know, and it was not a metaverse. It was a name that we give it, but using approximately 3D mapping and virtual reality and holograms all together to create that metaverse, you know. That time my client, you know, he thought I was crazy to use this innovations, but was the only way to present the idea that I want and to facilitate the decision makers or to impress the decision maker in this idea. So the technology is evolving, you know, and definitely I will be like monitoring all this evolution, you know, and try to adapt it partially.
Not to become history.
No, not to become history, and just follow the evolution of it.
Absolutely.
You know, see where we're going to go, which where we are heading, but in the same time to be ethically correct to our industry.
Very important.
You know, ethically correct to the industry, to protect the stakeholder in the industry, because at the end, as I told mm-hmm. you before, yes, we can use the digital part, okay, but we are building for humans. So that the most ethical part important, you know, we don't want to live a digital life. We want to live a real life, right? You know, we want to live a tangible things.
Yeah, I think, and that's what always the discussion comes down to, that how much is too much.
Exactly, like how much is digital that you have to use a daily basis, you know, in your work or in your social life. You know, people, they socialize digitally. For me personally, I can't socialize digitally. You know, I need to socialize one-to-one, you know.
Over a nice cup of coffee.
Not even a phone conversation, you know. So, it's again, as far as you put the parameters and the limitation of this technology, not to control you, that you can keep control for your own benefits. And with all the evolution of it, you know, a part of the human aspect, if you see the potential around this, a new revolution, you know, one of the things, a digital asset. Digital asset in terms of, in Web3, you start to own into
NFTs.
The internet. Yeah. Give you an example, copyright for designers. Now, the law trying to define the copyright for the designer, you know, in terms of properties, which is depend from country to country. They are some other some country they have a proper law, some other are not, you know, and for which industry. In Web3, here the blockchain will certify your copyright and will certify the intellectual property, and this is revolution. To protect, you know, the copyright of the designers. You know, incredible. You know, another thing, you will be having a marketplace. Imagine an index, all your suppliers, they have a marketplace. Now, your marketplace is a website with all the exhibitors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Transform into a catalog, maybe. That we used to buy, you know. Yes. Each time I was going to an exhibition, I was buying the catalog. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just for me to see who's there, you know, how to contact them in the future, because most of the cases you are not able to visit them one by one. You know, so now you will have a marketplace in the metaverse, you know, and I'm sure, you know, in a few years you're gonna have your
exhibition in the metaverse.
Parallel, you know, where I can attend the exhibition in the metaverse, like I attended a few conference and summit virtually in the metaverse, you know. When they did Dubaiverse, when they launched Dubaiverse, you know, they have a few hundred seats, you know. For me, it's much easier to attend it from my office and attend the launch of Dubaiverse, you know, in the metaverse, you know. So imagine, like, the potential behind this, how many visitors you can have, okay, into the index in the metaverse version.
But I think it's always important to come down to the fact that human interaction, you know, going back to that, is still, I think, one of the most important aspects of networking. But again, there are its pros and cons. There is, of course, the biggest pro that you could sit from anywhere in the globe and you can be a part of something as spectacular as Index itself. So do you think that the hype, I mean, because Metaverse was the hype and it came in 2022, you know, it was the word that was being used everywhere. Everyone was like, what is going on? What is going to happen? Is this where we're going to go? Is this where we're going to reach? We have flights in the Metaverse now almost. And I just want to understand your perspective of what the hype of the Metaverse looks like. Is it real? Is it just going to fade away like one of the other things that just start and end? Where do you see this going?
You know, it's there's different way to look at it. You know, first, it's regulators. This need to be regulated from the local entities, you know, to put the terms and conditions of this to protect everybody's interest into that part. This is from the local perspective. From a bigger perspective, it's the hardware developers to make it affordable for everyone, you know, to integrate this in our own devices, you know, from your laptop to your PC to your mobile phone, to integrate this technology inside it in the new models. So affordability, and here we come to the mass adoption. And depend how you're going to use it, because there is a million possibilities to use Metaverse, not only for design. Today we are talking about design only. And I'm interested only into that part, not into the financial aspect,
mm-hmm.
not into the trading aspect, not into the NFT part, but at the end all connected to Web3 and blockchain. And blockchain is the future, you know, is the future for governments. To facilitate all the government services, you know, in the future. So this is, if the metaverse will not take off, but the blockchain will be always there now. You know, there is no way out of it. You know, and the Web3 will be out of it. But it's a matter of time, or a new technology will step over the metaverse, or evolution to the metaverse, you know, into that part, and how the government, they use the mass adoption to facilitate all services, because now you can see a lot of super app for government to facilitate, you know, the citizen services. In everything they create for you a super app. So yeah, everything you need, you have to go there. Metaverse is the same. It's a super app where you're going to have your website, social media profile, your portfolio, all your projects, your database, you know, all in one place. All in one place, you know, if you want to call it super app, that's possible. But definitely we're on an early stage. So if you see, the metaverse now is need to evolve a lot. Okay, and it will down the line, because the technology is extremely fast, you know, and the young developer, they are really, you know, ambitious, and they are really aggressive in this technology.
So it's more like a long-term achievement rather than a short-term.
It's a short-term because the technology is evolving quickly, but the mass adoption, it will take time, you know.
Yes, the mass adoption is slightly a long-term perspective.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Mustafa, what would you like to share with people, you know, young designers who might be wanting to, you know, begin on the metaverse, but they're not able to, or they're slightly scared? What advice would you like to give them?
You know, it's important, you know, to be competitive into that market. You know, to be competitive, you have to adapt the innovation. You have to be a pioneer into that. You know, so the new generation, they have to understand what is the potential into this revolution, be a part of it from the beginning, you know, and be ethically correct how to use it, you know, with the ethical part. That is very important thing,
absolutely.
And to protect, you know, everybody's interest. Very important for the new generation to have a solid foundation into that. The digital is a part of our industry, but our industry, as you said, we built for human.
Absolutely.
So you need to have a proper foundation, proper education, okay, and adapt the new technology to facilitate, you know, the end result.
Absolutely, and I hope that we cannot wait to see the end results, actually, of how this is. It started off with a bang. It is quite exciting. Everyone is trying to jump on the bandwagon of Metaverse, and I think only time will tell how this really ends for us and everyone in the Metaverse.
Definitely. Maybe next year, same time, you know, we'll sit here
and have this podcast at the Metaverse.
You know, and maybe our topic, I can't imagine how, what it be and where it will be now. Today we are recording with a microphone. You know, next time, you know, maybe I will be in index spaces in the Metaverse, probably.
Probably, and I think we should really look forward to that. Something to go back and think about indeed. Thank you so much, Mustafa, for joining us and for sharing such a beautiful, you know, thought on Metaverse. Is there any other thing that you would like to add?
No, thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and see you in Index Dubai.
See you. Thank you.